This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Gun control got kicked out of the news cycle by the death of Jeffrey Epstein. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to KJRadio.com. It's funny how the news cycle works. Gun control. Ooh, Walmart got shot. People got shot. Everybody except them black folks that keep getting killed, right, in Chicago and Detroit and Atlanta, et cetera. Yeah, nobody cares about that. Go look at First 48. And you see Democrats in action. Man, it is black folks. Talk about a shootout at the OK Corral. They got First 48 in Oklahoma, in Little Rock, in Memphis, in Atlanta, in Detroit, in Chicago. They got First 48 all over the country. And you want to know what you see when you see First 48? You see Jamal and Jalaquan Jay shooting up Shaniqua and her boyfriend and their kids and whatever. And you see crackheads and prostitutes and whatever else all being killed over money. And occasionally you'll see a Juan in there, right? Juan Gonzalez or somebody. But it is mostly black folks killing black folks all over the country. Guns are never discussed in that vein, but we get guns. Soon as a Walmart or a school or something gets shot up as a remnant of the Obama legacy and the leftist legacy, then we're talking gun control. And then what happens? Something has to take it over. Because it's a bigger story than even that. I want you to understand what these people were doing. They were talking about red flag. What were they calling them? Red flag laws? I was out of the loop for a bit, and I got asked about red flag laws, and I was like, I don't know. I guess I'm against them. And I figured out I was against them. Because who's going to determine who's mentally ill? And I jokingly said the whole thing about guns, well, you know it's Russian collusion, right? Yeah. See, we as conservatives, we are pragmatists. We look at shootings and we say, let's look at the victim and let's understand what's going on there. But the left, they don't care about any of it. All they care about is the narrative. And then what happened? A story was so big, it had such a potential to blow up in the faces of the left that they had to address it. And they killed Jeffrey Epstein. Oh, I know. Conspiracy theory, right? I talked about it earlier. It's not as much of a conspiracy theory as people were saying anymore. People are finally going, you know, there is something to be said about how tight you are with the Clintons and how likely you are to die. Man, I tell you what. I don't know what kind of friends you have. I like having friends that do, you know, I got friends that do all kinds of really cool, neat stuff, and I can live vicariously through them. But I don't ever fear for my life because they're so big and so powerful that if I know something about them, I could die. Can you imagine really befriending the Clintons and it wouldn't cross your mind that you may be on a hit list at some point? Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Yep, mental illness. That's what the Democrats say. These red laws, we got to point it out that it's mental illness. Even the president, he's tweeting about it. And he's right. We must find a way to say, look, that person is truly crazy and cannot get a handgun in any way. Not that it's going to stop them, but we at least need to identify that a person is crazy. I don't have any problem with that. The problem I have with it is who's going to do the identifying. In this movie I saw, I keep forgetting the name of it, but they had, I think it's called Divergence. They had these group of people. They could tell you who you were by taking a test. They could tell if you were passive, if you were going to be a warrior, etc. But they had a small group of people that they called Divergence. They take the test. And these are people who could figure out a way out of a bad circumstance. They were logical thinkers. And, you know, and I mean, Hollywood is telling you who they don't like. So these logical thinkers that would buck the system, were called divergents. And the minute that they spotted them, they singled them out and they killed them. And they you took a test so they could put you into your different category. And if you were a divergent, you were pulled out and killed. And these two divergents end up obviously saving the day. Not to be a spoiler alert, not to, you know, I mean, you know how Hollywood works. But the point is, that's what happens is when these people that know some, you know, that can figure it out, that have the logic of it, they were considered mentally ill and killed. And I don't put it past Hollywood or the government to say, hey, Kevin Jackson, you think too logically about stuff. We can't have you out there. Or people like me, you, listening to this show. Yeah. So a guy wrote, Ted Knoll, MD, doctor, with every mass shooting after the obligatory Orange Man bad screams, we hear some particular change in the law that would somehow be the perfect answer. After El Paso, universal background checks is a panacea. Not to be outdone, other voices scream, ban large capacity magazines, and on and on and on. But he goes on to say that these tragedies could be avoided if we just tell what these people are. They're mentally ill. They're mentally ill. So I know I'm jumping back and forth, but I want to make the point that we were talking about this. We start getting to, it always points back to the shooter, the person that does it. How many people do you know that something goes so wrong in their lives, they get fired and they go up and shoot somebody? That's a mentally ill person. That's a person that has not learned how to cope with life. You got fired. Life's not over. You get what I'm saying? It's funny to me, when I got fired from Fox, all these lefties, yeah, what you going to do now? I mean, what you going to do? Nothing. I'm going to continue to live my life. Surprisingly, here I am, lefties, still standing. I'm still standing. Yeah. So, you know, there it is. But anyway, all that got thrown aside when Epstein came on the scene. And what always cracks me up about the media cycle is, why is one thing bigger than the other? If gun control is so huge, why did the Democrats stop it? And suddenly Epstein becomes the epicenter of all news. Tells you how big that story really was, doesn't it? It does me, anyway. Big, big story. Anyway, I'm not going to cover it anymore today. Maybe new developments will happen, obviously, and we will. I want to talk today, this particular hour, about some of the things that have occurred that are good news for Donald Trump that people in the left, of course, are always going to try to ignore. But we won't.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, get your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Geraldo Rivera tweeted, almost 700 undocumented immigrant ag workers arrested in Mississippi by ICE. Largest single state immigration enforcement in history. For what purpose? He typed that all caps. Hardworking, otherwise law-abiding workers, many with families here for decades. Now families are shattered. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show, folks. Bleeding heart, moderate-leaning leftist, which I just think of Geraldo as a leftist, says, oh, 680 workers who stole jobs from other Mississippians and have been living on effectively the public dole for who knows how long, get arrested in a government sweep that should have been done decades before, and Geraldo's got a bleeding heart. I don't know if you've seen the video that surfaced of some little girl, she's crying because her father or mother or somebody got caught up in this thing, and she's crying. She's like 6 years old. Nicely dressed little girl, you know, looks like she's from Guatemala. Look, I get it, and I tweeted back. I said, hey, I understand that you want me to feel sympathy for this little girl. And on the personal level, I do feel sympathy for that little girl. But on the bigger level, I don't feel sympathy for her, what her parents did, for what the leftists are trying to do, because the big picture in this case is bigger than the individual. We talk about that all the time. It's funny, these leftists who are communists don't think about communism on how does illegal immigration affect us as a communal society in the long run. They know it's a negative. They're going to try to build up some sort of sympathy thing. And I said, as much as I feel for that little girl on the personal level, at the macrocosm, on the microcosm, the big picture, I feel no sorrow for her. I feel sorry that her parents would dare break our laws and bring people in and live under the radar, and as opposed to coming out and doing it the right way, doing it the way millions of immigrants have come into this country. You're not going to get an ounce of sympathy out of me. But CNN, MSNBC, they're all circulating these videos. But you know the videos they aren't circulating? They're not circulating the videos of young children, American citizens, whose parents are put in prison and who get separated from mom and dad. You're not going to see Michael Moore do documentaries of American citizens suffering at the hands of leftism, suffering in these cities, watching their cars get towed because they can't pay the parking fees. Losing jobs because of that. They're not going to talk about the crime infestations, the rat infestations, the drug infestations. Think about going, if Michael Moore went into the battle, as opposed to doing his story about GM leaving Detroit or leaving Flint, he go in there and actually profile citizens who are struggling because of all the economic barriers put in place to them, and other barriers, by the way, from leftism. Imagine that story if he were to tell it truthfully. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. It's the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. 700 illegals arrested, and we have people, oh my God, I can't believe that they would dare arrest those people for breaking the law. Why do you think the TeaPartyCommunity.org is suing the city of Philadelphia over equal protection? Because the very laws that can be broken by these illegals are being overlooked because they're illegals. Citizens are going to jail, going to prison for the very same laws that these, quote, sanctuary cities are overlooking for illegals. And we are going to put a stop to it. And if there's anything that I've said that should make you join TeaPartyCommunity.org, it is that. We are spending our own money and resources, got our legal team. We've requested information from the city of Philadelphia. They gave us partials. And unbeknownst to them, gave us the very information we needed to proceed with the lawsuit. And they are the beginning. We're going to sue the city of Philadelphia. We're going to sue the city of Oakland. We're going to sue San Francisco. Probably sue half of California cities and many others that want to provide sanctuary, that are letting illegals do stuff that you as a citizen of this country cannot do. And that falls under equal protection. KJRadio.com is how you can get a hold of us if you want to be involved in that. Look, I don't get enough money from outside sources. I'm talking about these $5 and $10 donations. I've been fortunate to get with some of my bigger donors, supporters, that say, Kevin, we like this idea. And in one case, we started looking for plaintiffs, and we got a grant for $25,000 to do that from a very wealthy benefactor. But that money runs out fast in the legal field, as you guys know. So go to KJRadio.com. Get a hold of me if you do want to donate. And more importantly, go to TeaPartyCommunity.org and join and get other people to do the same. The other thing we're doing is we're addressing academia. SeekingEducationalExcellence.org. Getting rid of this identity politics in academia. Watch what we do there in the next year. What I wanted to talk about with this border stuff, these illegals that were there, was just the notion that while Democrats continue to do their dirty work and try to position us against one another, knowing that we should be addressing illegal immigration, Donald Trump marches on. And the border chief, Acting Customs and Border Protection Commissioner Mark Morgan, credited the president's immigration policies for a July decline in migrant arrests at the U.S.-Mexico border. He says, Border Patrol arrests roughly 72,000 migrants at the southwest border. That's who they arrested in July, this according to CBP figures. The latest statistics represents a 24% drop compared with June and marked the second month in a row in which border arrests have declined. Now, I want you to understand what Donald Trump has done by arresting, having the single largest arrest of illegals in a state, 680 in Mississippi, having Mexico send troops to the border, having Guatemala sign a pact that says you better only send your true asylum seekers from your country or else, and on and on and on. What he's done is he started truly addressing the illegal immigration problem. Now, there are people out there, he's not really building a wall. That wall's not built. I don't know what the status of the wall is. I don't, but here's what I do know. I know that Donald Trump wants to build a wall. I know that when he has the funding, he will build a wall. He won't get funding for a wall, and we find out that he built himself a private jet strip on Mar-a-Lago. He will use the money and do what he wants, to, what he says he wants to get done. Because one thing that we've learned about that man, he wants to keep his campaign promises. And that's the one that the Democrats most want to run against. He didn't build his wall. That's what they're hoping to do in 2020 as the race heats up. But trust me, it's not going to work. They say border arrests, which are used to estimate illegal crossings, have fallen from June to July in 9 of the last 10 years. Still, Morgan argued that Trump's new policies and agreements with Mexico and Guatemala led to the decline. It is unequivocally not the result of seasonal trends, Morgan told reporters. He says it is a direct result of negotiations of the president and the administration specifically with our international partners. Something that I guarantee you Hillary Clinton would not have done. She wouldn't have even thought of doing it. And certainly Barack Obama, who had the chance, never did. Instead, he acted quite the opposite. So kudos to the president on that. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah. Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
And but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Adam Baratta, author of the book Gold is a Better Way. It became a national bestseller. It's now become a movement. My member site went live 1 year ago, and since that time, gold is up $250. It's outperforming the highest flying stock market in history by 15%. And for the first time, I'm opening up my live gold summit to non-members. This is a $1,500 ticket for free. Join me and my over 5,000 members via live stream on August 14th. And learn the secrets to the next gold boom. The event is for investors with over $100,000. If that's you, text the words GOLD SUMMIT to 49776. That's the words GOLD SUMMIT to 49776. Get your $1,500 ticket for free for our August 14th live event now. Text GOLD SUMMIT to 49776 and join the movement. Text the words GOLD SUMMIT to 49776. That's the words GOLD SUMMIT to 49776.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Speaking in New Jersey, President Trump was pressed about delaying new tariffs on China.
We're doing this for Christmas season, just in case some of the tariffs would have an impact on U.S. customers, which so far there have virtually none.
Tariffs on Chinese products, including electronics, video game consoles, cell phones, along with some clothing and shoes, were set to go into effect on September 1st. The new target for setting those imposing tariffs is December 15th. For the second straight day, protesters are in a Hong Kong airport. Gordon Chang is an expert on relations between China and Hong Kong. He tells Fox News,
"This is a leaderless revolution, and that gives it weaknesses and strengths. And it's very difficult for China to control it because there's nobody there to talk to."
The protests have been going on in Hong Kong since June. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
We live in a strange new world, folks, in a strange time. I can't let us off the hook as conservatives over this next topic because we've been complicit in some ways. And partly it's because it is changing times. The methods of communication are so many. The interpersonal ability to communicate is just not, it's really not even needed as much anymore. So you could Skype. There's all kinds of video stuff you can do now. I mean, I'm thinking about what represented like the future that I thought I was going to die before I would ever see anything close to this. And it was, one of them was the Dick Tracy watch. Do you guys remember that? Now, you know, something happens. I'm in a meeting. I don't check my phone. You know what I check? I check my Dick Tracy watch. It gives me my emails. It gives me my text messages. I can put a note in there, speak into it and have a note. I can speak into it and it'll send the message back to you. My Dick Tracy watch. Never thought that I would have a watch that I would respond to on my phone. I never thought in my lifetime I would speak through a communication system and be able to look at you. Remember when you saw that type of communication, you thought, that's so far-fetched, like the Jetsons. Remember, I think the Jetsons, you could talk through that thing and it would show the picture. And we were like, man, that's so futuristic. Now it's nothing. It's absolutely nothing. That's where we are. And we feel like we're communicating with people when we respond back by Twitter. Funny story. I mean, I went to hit some golf balls the other day, play nine holes, and I play two, and I catch up with a twosome in front of me, and it's a husband and wife, and they said, go ahead and hit. You know, I'm up on the tee, and they're down the fairway. They said, no, come on, play through. So I hit, get out there by them, and they said, you want to play through? I said, no, it's a log jam up ahead of me anyway, so might as well play together. So they said, okay, but it was a quick little introduction. They went to their ball. I hit my ball. We end up on the green, and I go over and introduce myself. And I said, hey, my name is, and I said, Kevin. And the guy goes, Kevin Jackson. And I go, yeah. He goes, oh, my gosh. He goes, I'm such a fan. I follow you on Twitter. I feel like we know each other and all this. And he knew me. Of course, I don't know him. But he knew me from my TV appearances, which I hadn't been on Fox in ages. But he still remembered me. He goes, no, man, we love your work. He goes, I follow you. And his wife, they want to take pictures, which I find funny. And then he tells me, he says, I saw you on a plane, I don't know, a couple months ago, and I was going to go up to you and say something. But he goes, I didn't want to be that guy. I said, it would have been fine. Anyway, people think that that's a friendship. They know you. He was like, I know you, man. We're buddies, right? And you know, I gave him my number so we could golf again together and stuff like that. But we're at a time where people know you and don't really know you. You know, they think they know you. In this particular case, the guy does know me. My personality is the same one way or the other. I told him, I said, man, no offense, but I'm not a star, and I don't. If you want to come and talk to somebody, go up and talk to them. It's not that big of a deal. They probably would be flattered by it. But all that to say this. I saw this story, and it says 22% of millennials aged 23 to 38 surveyed by YouGov say that they have no friends. 22% have no friends, while a third say they have at least 10 friends. Even if younger Americans are overstating their isolation, the jarring numbers reflect long-term rising trends in loneliness. Studies have indicated that loneliness has myriad negative mental and physical health effects. Now, when you start thinking about these shooters, and you start thinking about all the things that we just talked about, I mean, I want you to understand, this is part of it. The lack of human interaction, the lack of, and by the way, the millennials, when they have their interaction, they can't speak their minds. They can't say what they want to say because they feel stifled. Have you ever felt like that? You want to know the most frustrating thing in the world is when one of them, for me, is when you're younger and somebody says something along the lines of, you know, like, you're going to talk and they go, hey, it's. And you're like, oh, I got to shut up. Isn't that, that's just such a dehumanizing feeling. If someone says, Kevin, could you just give us a minute, you know, something like that. That's one thing. When they go, you're like, what? And there's something inside of you that goes, screw you. You're not going to tell me to shut up. In other words, there's a rebellion. I want you to understand that rebellion is happening with many of these kids. They can't speak their minds. They're being told you're politically incorrect if you say this or that. We all have to just be good and get along. They want one emotion, no emotion. That's the one emotion. These people are powder kegs. They said this, strong social relationships support mental health, and that ties into better immune function, reduced stress, less cardiovascular activation. Deborah Umberson, a professor of sociology at the University of Texas, that was what she said in 2015. Get this, 25% of millennials surveyed said they don't have any acquaintances. Folks, forget friends. 22% of them don't have any friends. 25% of them don't have any acquaintances. Now, I don't know whether it's the same control group, the 22% that don't have any friends don't have any acquaintances, or if it's a whole other thing. But either way, a quarter of them don't have acquaintances. 22%, you could almost say another quarter of them don't have any friends. 25% of them don't have any acquaintances. That's just disturbing. Is social media to blame? As the Daily News points out, 2018 study out of the University of Pennsylvania linked usage of apps like Facebook and Instagram to social isolation. Using less social media than you normally would leads to significant decreases in both depression and loneliness. We have a society where, I mean, I'm not blaming leftists for creating Facebook and Twitter and so on. Congratulations to them. I think these are wonderful tools. But these tools must be used in perspective. And what we're learning about them is not only are they causing loneliness and depression, and in my belief, creating these serial killers and these crazy people that are so detached they don't understand human interaction, it also turns out they're biased. Extremely biased. I mean, talk about your double whammy of leftism. Man, that's a lot of folks, people that are having problems in this country that we don't seem to be addressing. Meanwhile, according to Vox, I'm reading this, many 30-somethings have a hard time making new friends as they get older, as their lives become busier and friends move away. So of those people, one-third of the people that have friends, 10 or more friends, they don't know how to make additional ones. You know where those friends come from? And for the record, most people, your strongest friendships come early on in life. where you're bonding and imprinting on one another. Some of my best friends in life remain my buddies from when I grew up in Brady, Texas. All right? Some of my best friends in life are my buddies from when I went to military school in Harlingen. I have great friends that I've made since, but those strongest bonds are really, honestly, with those earlier friendships. Now, I'm not, I mean, my older friends, the ones that I met later in life are going to be, come on, Kev, man, because I love them, man. I mean, they're like brothers to me. But I'm saying the majority of my friendships are still from those formative years. But here's the other side of it. Because I didn't have all that social media, and many of you listening to the program didn't, you're easier to interact with people and make friends. It's funny. With my youngest son, one of my things I really pride with him is, look, go out and introduce yourself. Go meet those kids. I remember when he would go to a new school, he'd be kind of, you know, whatever. I took him to a new school. When he left the French immersion school, I took him to another school, and his mom said he just doesn't interact. And I said, I'll go with him. So I went. And I went up and just started talking to the kids. Hey, kid, come here. Little dude. And I started talking to him. I said, have you met my son? No, I said, introduce yourself. And then Carl would introduce himself. And then, you know, blah, blah, blah. And I'd talk to him. And I'd go meet some others. And then they all come up and run around, all these little kids. And I've told this story because all these young black kids were running around me, little boys and girls, like I was bringing ice cream. And then it dawned on me. Most of these kids don't have a father figure. They were happy to see a black man come and interact with them. It was an amazing feeling, honestly. One that I'll never forget. I mean, to this day, I still think fondly about that. But my son adjusted well. And now he can go anywhere. He goes places. He's like, yeah, I'm going to go up to such and such. He'll come back. Yeah, I got a buddy. Yeah, we played. We did such and such. I got his number. You know, we're going to go do something else tomorrow or whatever. Okay. He made the adjustment. These kids can't do it. These guys can't handle it. Loneliness. They said a paper, it was in 2016, researchers in Germany found a peak of loneliness in the sample of 16,000 Germans around age 30 and another around age 50, and then increasingly again at age 80.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at AAN.com/concussion. That's AAN.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksonez.
Holy cow, somebody needs to teach this dude some PR. And I'll admit this, I was a huge, huge, huge Lance Armstrong fan. I was. I thought, wow, dude's got testicular cancer. If you've ever ridden a bike hard, taking a bike up to 40 miles an hour, I took my bike up to 40 miles an hour, my legs, for probably a minute, my legs were burning. And these guys ride the Tour de France, 1,000 miles plus, and you know, probably average 25 miles. But I mean, they get up to speeds of 60 miles an hour. Now I was on a flat, but still, it was all I could do to get that bike to 40 miles an hour. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. But Lance Armstrong, real fall from grace. I saw the program where they showed how evil that guy was. I mean, how devious. And I said to myself, that is a guy who is a perfect Democrat. He would have been an amazing politician on a Democratic ticket. But I want to know who runs his PR. Here's what happened. This is a story. Disgraced former cyclist Lance Armstrong bragged online about passing Vice President Mike Pence on a bike path in Massachusetts, quickly drawing criticism for what he described as a joke. Armstrong, 47, tweeted about his supposed encounter with the vice president, who was in Nantucket for a fundraiser to benefit the RNC and President Trump's reelection campaign. He says, "I can't draw many people on the bike these days, but I just blew the effing doors off Mike Pence on a Nantucket bike path. Day dot made dot." They said here, the tweet swiftly received negative attention. I saw it when it came out. It was over the weekend. And I thought to myself, really? I mean, even as a joke, you would think Lance Armstrong would go, "Nah, that's not the joke to make." But he did. So somebody said, I don't know who it was that tweeted this, but it said, "He's 13 years older than you and was never a professional cyclist." While another tweeted, "Wow, a pro athlete whooped an elderly man in his sport of choice. Such a bad blank you are." Man. So Pence's spokesperson, whatever, Alyssa Farah tweeted, "Couldn't quite hang on to those Tour de France titles, but hey, at least you beat Karen and Mike Pence on a leisurely bike ride. Congrats? ?" Now, why am I talking about this? I'll get to the point here in a second, because people were firing back on at Lance Armstrong, and so was I. But I don't know. I just find it interesting how people sort of inject themselves back into stuff, and I'm always curious about what people think about it, the outcome. And we're going to move on here in a second, but I do want to make a point. I tweeted, "I bet Pence could beat you in a clean race." I still think that was one of the funniest tweets out there. So Lance Armstrong goes on, he says, "Wow, I was only joking. You know, can't you people take a joke on Twitter?" And it got me thinking, no. Yeah, it is. Look, I tweeted and got fired, but I believe in what I said. Lance Armstrong, a doping athlete, cannot joke about beating an older guy. He can't do it. You know, people are not going to take that as a joke. I don't know if I'm even explaining this right. I'm just saying there are some things that you can joke about and there's some things you can't that are in poor taste. And this is one that I don't quite understand. Lance Armstrong should be making amends all over the place. I work out at a gym and they still have a poster up of something he said. And what he said was right. Like, you know, you gotta persevere or something like that. But I thought to myself, these people are still either too lazy to take that down because nobody is paying attention to Armstrong. I was wondering where this guy was, and then this is how he resurfaces? You would think this guy would be working with, you know, lepers and widows and orphans, and he comes out with this tweet. I find it amazing. My team is not very good at PR. But people know heads would roll if they did anything close to that with me. Wow. And then it's almost, I know maybe it was a joke, but are you trying to feed your ego? Are you trying to get back into the limelight? That's not the way to do it. Anyway, I don't know. I'm making too much about it. Here's another story that I found. Another guy trying to get back into the thick of it and doing it the wrong way. Scaramucci, former White House communications director. I mean, he was that for 10 days or 12 days, but okay. Anthony Scaramucci told Axios that Republicans may need to find a candidate to replace President Trump in 2020. And I saw that, and I actually saw an interview with him because he was on Bill Maher's show. I didn't see the show. I didn't watch Bill Maher. Bill Maher's a hack as far as I'm concerned. But I watched Scaramucci like an interview, and I thought to myself, who is this guy? I thought he was a wealthy guy. I thought Scaramucci, maybe he is or he isn't, but he's running around like he's okay, maybe he is wealthy, so maybe this is a better thing. Maybe this observation is right. And I'm thinking off the cuff here. He's a publicity prostitute. Because supposedly he's very wealthy. Why would you say, given the performance of Donald Trump, the fact that you work for this guy, and you know, you've witnessed what he's done, and you say, we may need to replace him? So it got me curious. Yeah, he says, but here's what he says. We are now in the early episodes of Chernobyl on HBO, where the reactor is melting down, and the apparatchiks are trying to figure out whether to cover it up or start the cleanup process. Yeah, he was 11 days as Trump's communications director. And here's what he goes on to say. A couple more weeks like this, and country over party is going to require the Republicans to replace the top of the ticket in 2020. A couple more weeks of what? What? Donald Trump calling out racists like Tlaib and Omar, calling out AOC over her love of illegals, over her love of her constituents or citizens? Calling out what? I mean, what next 2 weeks? Calling out Baltimore's rat-infested Congressional Black Caucus overseer? Is that what? What? I mean, it's fine. I don't get it. And maybe I'm just too strong of a conservative, because I'm telling you, I people always tell me, I'm right. I'm so far right. You know, I'm butting up against the left. And I'm going, man, there's nobody more far right than I am. I'm the most pragmatic person you'll ever meet. But I'm going to look at things through the right eyes. I don't understand these people. I don't understand a Scaramucci who thinks of himself as a conservative or a Republican or whatever. I don't understand a Paul Ryan. I don't understand a Mitt Romney. I don't understand a McCain. Many times I couldn't understand, what's his name, Lindsey Graham. He was finally getting his act together. I can't understand him. Scaramucci, a prominent Republican donor, they write, said that if Trump doesn't, quote, reform his behavior, it will not just be me, but many others who will consider helping find a replacement in 2020. That goes against everything that is common sense. Donald Trump has the strongest support within the Republican Party of anybody in history. 93% to 94% of the Republicans say, we will stick with this man no matter what. And here's Scaramucci talking about that. I tweeted to the president when he criticized Scaramucci, and I tweeted, Scaramucci, he will do the Fandango for anybody who will stick a camera in front of his face. And I was, you know, obviously playing with Bohemian Rhapsody. Scaramucci, he will do the Fandango. Thunderbolts and lightning, put a camera in front of me, Galileo. it amazes me. Anyway, President Trump, here's what he says. Scaramucci knows very little about me other than the fact that this administration has probably done more than any other administration in this first 2.5 years of existence. And who's going to challenge Donald Trump? Who? Governor William Weld is the only Republican to announce a challenge to Trump in the nomination so far. Former South Carolina Rep. Mark Sanford is also said to be considering a possible candidacy. Remember, Mark Sanford is a guy who had the Venezuelan girlfriend model and got kicked out of Congress? Yeah, he may run, according to them. I don't know what's going on with Scaramucci, but I smell Democrats grasping at straws.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.